This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome our fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, I had a terrible kink in my neck.
Ouch.
Luckily, my daughter got me this, I don't know, it's called Gideon Sports. It's this, I don't know, big hook-looking thing.
It looks like the Grim Reaper walking around with this thing.
So you can, yeah, hit the pressure points and all that. It gave me some relief. But, all right, we got to move on. We got serious business to take care of. Of course, you've got the flooding that took place in Texas, and the missing numbers keep going up.
Yeah, sadly.
It's just awful. And then New Mexico, southern New Mexico, had a flash flood where lost a father and his two kids. Awful, atrocious. Anyway, we've got business to take care of with Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods joining us. It's been a while, Sheriff. Great to hear from you. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, you know, Greg got after me last week and said, hey, you ain't been on. I said, well, I need a call. But I am a little upset, okay, Bob? I have to admit, I heard my favorite sheriff, one of my favorite sheriffs, Bobby Schultz, on there. I was like, how could Bob have him on there and not give me a call? Because I know you have Schultz on there an awful lot. He's a good man. And we both need to get on here one time together.
Oh, you could, yeah, we could do that. Or maybe I'll have another heart attack and you guys can just fill in.
We'd be glad we got you covered, Bob. And that was my next thing. I hope you're doing well, my friend. It's good. I'm glad to hear your voice back on the radio and be able to talk to you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I feel very, very blessed and getting stronger every day. Hey, you guys had some issues. You had your 911 lines go down. What happened?
Yeah, we did, and it wasn't just us. It wasn't just Marion. I know Lake was down, and it affected a couple other areas. Unfortunately, you know, the construction that we have going throughout this state is a lot of it, and somebody made an oops. It was a big oops, and end up cutting a fiber optic line. However, here's the good thing. This is what's so wonderful about us in the state of Florida. You know, we're always forward-thinking. So we always have backups. And backups, what I mean by that is what did not go down is the 911 text. Now, you know people live by texting this day these smartphones. 911 text didn't go down. People were still able. We were able to get messages out to all the counties to say, hey, look, you can still 911 text. I give kudos to the company for getting there as quickly as they did to assess the damage and get it resolved during the night. So our 911s are back up. You know, I think everybody loves technology, don't we? We love technology, but it has its flaws. You think about something like that. Fiber optics is a unique thing. If anyone ever researches, you'll find out, you know, you cut a line. It's not like you're a power line. You can splice it back together real simple and you got your power within, you know, minutes. But fiber optics is a unique beast, and when that gets cut, but you shut an awful lot of down. But a kudos to the company, and everybody in the state, all the counties came together and we solved the issue. So, and our citizens were never in danger. None of us. They were still protected, and we still took had an eye out for them.
Hey, this alligator Alcatraz, a lot of folks are talking about that. Now, did you send some people down there?
Yes. So, you know, because everybody knows it just opened, which is a good thing, all right, because we're getting the ones that are here illegally who have committed crimes, getting them out of our state. Kudos to our great governor of having the foresight and all of our legislators to get this moving forward. It was put out there on the Attorney General, put it out there, a lot of photos, but Walton County is only one of a couple of jails that has the authority to hold them, and assisting my fellow sheriff and to assisting fellow law enforcement, I sent a team up there to get those detainees, to get them down there to where they should be. In that facility down there at Alligator Alcatraz. And I love it. You know, Greg and I were talking. I love that name. That's Florida. That's all Florida, right?
Yeah.
You gotta love it.
Absolutely. Hey, on a much more serious note, look, we saw this word of this ambush that took place at ICE Detention Center. And I mean, it really was an ambush. You probably know all about it. But these people are dressed up in tactical outfits. They had an AR. Then when the ICE officials, who were getting fireworks shot at them, what they called the local, 911, and a local officer came out, and then he was shot at from the woods. In other words, they really had a sniper in position. I know law enforcement, you guys are under a lot of pressure. What are your thoughts on that?
So that shows you the pure evil. And the people out there that have this opinion that thinks that we're doing the wrong thing, you're morons. Let me make that perfectly clear. All right. Because this is the level of individuals in which we are sending back to wherever they come from. Okay. And they need to go back. I want to say this. Bob, I think you and Greg know me good enough. I'm going to be blunt with you as honest. Any chief or sheriff anywhere in these United States that does not assist a fellow law enforcement officer or a law enforcement agency, they need to be fired. They need to be removed from office. They need to be removed from their position, because that's what it boils down to in this scenario here. You know, it's bad enough the calls, and we work right now where we are targets. You know, deputies, officers throughout this nation get shot just sitting in the vehicle. And then you got somebody like this who has a plan, who has executed a plan. That is an attack. And if anybody ever says, well, law enforcement, because this, ironically, you asked this question. It was a discussion at my chief's breakfast this morning. We were talking about somebody that brought up about, well, you purchase military equipment and you have this and you have that. Well, here's the reason why. Listen, if somebody's going to bring a knife to the game, I'm going to bring a handgun. If they bring a handgun, I'm going to bring a rifle. They bring a rifle, I'm going to bring a bazooka. I promise you that I am going to leave, and my deputies at the end of the day are going to go home alive because of I'm holding my tongue an awful lot here, Bob. But the truth is people like this is the scum of the earth, and anyone that supports that and says it's okay, they are at the same level. Right.
Well, yeah, you've got some of these people in Congress that are saying outrageous things that really they've got blood on their hands because they're kind of empowering some of these, weirdos, for lack of a better term. And nobody on the side of the Democrats are saying, hey, people need to tone it down, take it down a notch. They're just sitting back watching it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. They do have the blood on their hands, and they're to blame. You know, and I wouldn't say it's just Democrats. I'm pretty sure there's probably on all spectrums of the political forum that have the opposing opinion of what you and I believe in. And the fact is these people came here illegally. I don't care how you equate it. I don't care who they are. They came illegally. It's as simple as that. And law enforcement needs to step up to the plate. Now, it's a balancing act for us. Now, I'm not under fire because I sleep at night because I know that I'm doing the right thing. My guys are doing the right thing when it comes to this. We make the right decisions. The sheriffs in the state of Florida make the right decisions in regards to this. And I know that I sleep at night because it's the right thing to do. And you got people up in D.C. that don't think it is. Well, they're the problem. And they're the problem that is existed in this nation for quite some time.
Yeah, like in Minneapolis, ICE agents arrested 11 illegal alien sex offenders. Now, who in their community would want sex offenders mixing in amongst their families and children? Isn't that ridiculous?
That is infuriating, Bob. I mean, where do you think that is okay in anybody's mind? How do you think that's, let's bring them in. Let's be all warm and fuzzy and cozy, you know? We all know that there is an unforgivable sin, and that's probably at the top of the list right there. Mm-hmm. You know, no, they should not be here. And listen, I try to get rid of the sexual predators, the child molesters in my county. I sure as hell don't want anybody from a foreign country here that has any type of charges or has done those acts. 'Cause here's the thing, Bob. When it comes to individuals that commit those particular crimes, it is not the first one, and it will not be the last one. Because I know you and Greg have seen the operations in which we do on the child pornography or the chats. A lot of these individuals, like we've arrested some of them, literally within 24 hours of being released from a state prison, are trying to hook up with a child. That is a problem.
Yes, it is. And we know you guys have a tough job. We fully support you, Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods. Keep up the good work and stay safe.
Thanks, Bob. Y'all be blessed now.
Yes, it's a pleasure to hear from you, and we need to talk more often. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away. Things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
and they wonder why their ratings are in the absolute toilet. Welcome, my friends. 922 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. MSNBC, you know, really in the toilet. Their ratings are nothing. I guess many people have figured out that these folks, along with the, you know, the CNNs of the world, they're just so full of garbage that people are tired of it. And people don't agree with a lot of these leftist philosophies that they're trying to shove down our throats. People have had enough, hence one of the reasons why Trump won, and won overwhelmingly, and won all those swing states. But Tuesday on MSNBC, they haven't learned anything. They keep doubling down on their stupidity. Co-host Alicia Menendez was on there with Representative Congresswoman Nanette Berrigan, a Democrat from California. And she said, California is a state where somebody is in need and people need help. We send them in. And so I think this is a good thing. And it really, it's what America should be coming together in a time of need instead of what we're seeing in Los Angeles right now. So Menendez, she says, well, let's talk about what's happening in L.A., specifically what we heard from Mayor Bass today at a press conference about the appearance of ICE in your city. Take a listen, of course, at the press conference. Karen Bass said, what we have experienced over the last few weeks has just been shocking. As the city attorney mentioned yesterday, seeing troops, some on horseback, ride through a children's summer camp, disrupting that, traumatizing the kids. Menendez said, so they've been trying to tell us, Republicans, that the invasion is coming from south of the border. It would seem that the invasion into American cities is coming from law enforcement deployed by this administration to terrorize communities.
Goodness.
Am I getting that right? And the Congresswoman Berrigan said, you're absolutely right.
Gee, no agenda there.
Okay. But I mean, listen to them. Who's terrorizing who?
Yeah.
When I have the other story that I briefly mentioned to Sheriff Billy Woods, and that's that ICE agents have arrested 11 illegal aliens, all convicted of sex crimes, including some against children, this in Minneapolis. These pedophiles and sex offenders are sickos. Our brave ICE law enforcement are putting their lives on the line to arrest and remove from American communities. That, according to DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin, in a statement. So you've got these illegal immigrants who are committing heinous crimes against children, and there are people like some of these MSNBC hosts and even Congress people, like one from California, that somehow they think that ICE and law enforcement, they're bringing in terror. Really? It just, wow, it doesn't make sense. But even in Minnesota, they found these people, they're doing their jobs, they're getting rid of these illegal aliens. Governor Walz and his fellow sanctuary politicians are fighting to keep these sex offenders and other criminal illegal aliens in our country, McLaughlin said. Instead of comparing ICE to Nazi Gestapo, Governor Walz should be thanking our law enforcement for removing these pedophiles from Minnesota. Yeah, well, unfortunately, you're, I don't know, either extremely misled, brainwashed, stupid, or all the above. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, it sounds great about that we're going to get the worst first, and we're going to get all these pedophiles, and we're going to get the violent criminals. But if that's all we get out, that is not going to scratch the surface of who is here illegally. And let me explain, when they're here illegally, they're taking jobs from other people. Even if they're not voting, they are being counted in the census, and they're getting representation in Congress. It is destroying the American citizen vote by having these people here. So I don't care if people want cheap strawberries or cheap tomatoes, they got to think about what's happening with all these people here, and 10, 15, 20, what about the 20 million that were here before Biden?
Yeah, I did a thing a long time ago about, you know, there's no such thing as cheap tomatoes. And I explained to people that, you know, if these people decide to, you know, live here permanently and they're not legal residents, all of a sudden those cheap tomatoes get pretty expensive because for every kid they have in the public schools, I don't know what it's up to now, but let's say 10 or 12,000 per child per year.
Do the math.
So you could be, you know, $35,000, $36,000, and these people are not here legally.
And they are looking at ways, in fact, it's being discussed in D.C., of not having them be a part of the census, and they should not be.
So. Yeah. But, yeah, and Donnie, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying, let's not also adopt any sort of all or nothing mentality. Let's move forward and do the best we can as we move forward and get rid of the worst and start there and see what happens. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Good, upbeat, positive thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. More headlines on the way next. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Are you tired of winning? I'm not. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:36. Hey, look, we had great guests on. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods. If you missed those interviews, any of them, you can always get it on the Bob Rose Show podcast. Download wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and there you go. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Hey, who wants to go zipping around Newberry? Huh? Can we sing zippity doo da, zippity a?
But you'll get pulled over if you're speeding too much.
Going on a zip line could be a wonderful day.
That kind of zipping, that's a whole different kind.
Yeah,
that's scarier.
It's coming to Newberry.
Cool.
Yeah, the Hale Quarry. A lot of people don't know about it. Locals probably do. Folks don't want you around quarries. people drown. It happens way, way too often. And anyway, they have really worked hard to get this thing off the ground, literally. And it looks like it's going to happen. Yeah, Zip. Is that what they're going to call it? Newberry Zip? Okay.
You'd remember it.
I like zippity-doo-dah, but
probably
apparently politically incorrect or something. Did you hear that? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you can't sing it. They took it out all the Disney. I'm not kidding.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, they did that a few years back.
Wow, I missed that one.
Anyway, Hale Quarry Zip Line holding a soft opening later on. This is from Main Street Daily News. And this is out, you know, like the east side of Newberry. So you're talking about County Road 235th. You know, you're out that way. And then they've got several, you know, things that you can launch off of. And one of them is ADA certified, which is huge because I don't think there's a lot of zipline companies that that are willing to put in the kind of work that it would take to get ADA certified for at least one of the runs anyway. And it's an interesting story, too, because it was a family from Finland known as the Salmis, S-A-L-M-I-S, and they came to the 180-acre property in 1906, cleared of trees after the government gave the land away as part of a Civil War grant. They contracted the land out for mining its stone for road, concrete, and cement materials from 1925 to 1975, but then the excavation tapped into the Alachua Formation. That's a geologic rock layer comprised of claystone, sandstone, phosphorite, as well as the aquifer. So, yeah, once they dug into that, you know, the mining is over. But that filled the quarry with 250 million gallons of water, and it's still there today. And apparently scientists have found various shark. This is far inland.
Mm-hmm.
Shark, bird, and mammal fossils, such as giant sloths.
Wow, that is cool.
Isn't it?
That really is.
So, anyway, a company then, stepped in to develop this part of it, the Spain family. And they had a son, and his name was Jordan, and he had cerebral palsy, and he passed away, I guess, when he was 4 years old. But really in his honor is why they developed the ADA
so that
people with disabilities could actually experience the fun and thrill of zip lining. But, yeah, it took him like a year and a half just to get through, you know, some of the environmental stuff, the studies.
Yeah.
But they kept at it, and they kept at it, and it should be open just about any day now.
Very cool.
Yeah.
One more fun thing to do around here.
Yeah. In fact, it is Florida's Jordan's Jamboree, the one run, is Florida's only ADA-compliant zip line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
And everybody that goes, you know, has to go through a quick little orientation thing. I did it a few years back in Costa Rica, and even though I'm afraid of heights, the thrill was beyond that. I overcame that sort of, I guess you could say, and really enjoyed it. And we got to get Greg out on a zip line because he's got a healthy fear of heights as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we're going to help you overcome that. We're going to tie you up and force you onto a zip line to help you overcome your fears.
And depending on how high it was, I think some of them that I've seen that maybe that were like in the woods or the jungle, like you're surrounded above, below, and on the sides, might not feel. But that whole situation of like being up there in that suspended kind of thing and seeing the horizon, that messes with my brain.
Really?
Really bad, yeah, it does.
What about jumping out of a plane? You ever done that?
A perfectly good plane? No, absolutely not.
Well, a landing is nothing but a controlled crash, so.
See, that's my point. Just saying.
I did it once again, fear of heights. Well, there was a lot of peer pressure there.
That makes a difference.
It was a bunch of black belts, and our instructor was big into it. He had over 1,000 jumps in. It's kind of like, yeah, you're going to go skydiving this weekend, right? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I got to tell you, when I did it, though, and it was a tandem jump with somebody very experienced, so I could really kind of sit back and enjoy it. At the very first, getting out of the plane is a fight with your brain. It's like, no, this is a perfectly good plane. I am perfectly happy sitting here, but no, it's time to go. So just that initial part you had to get over. But once you're out of the plane, it's not a feeling of falling. It's a feeling of flying. And yes, the ground is, at that point, kind of a surreal look.
But once you're out of the plane, there's that whole not going back thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the part.
Deplane!
Exactly. Now, you have just deplaned at that point.
Yep. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Roy, you're on the air.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to jump out of a plane, but I have ziplined at Gatorland. So you get this zipline over the gators, and they're working through their way towards you at the landing strip.
Oh, man. They know. They're looking for lunch.
It was a blast. It was a blast.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy that, and that gives me a great idea.
Yeah?
We could make even more money off this whole alligator Alcatraz. You could build zip lines all around the you know, the exterior of that where all the alligators are.
Sure.
So you could enjoy that.
Right.
And, and that could generate some revenue and help to pay for the whole facility.
Where was it? What part of the world did you do the zip line that was really high, like above the jungle or the woods?
That was in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Yeah. And you were how high above that?
I want to say one of them was, I don't know, like 1,000 feet, 900 feet at
least.
See,
that just blows my mind. Again, coming from St. Louis, the Gateway Arch, people have seen pictures of this thing. Mm-hmm. That's, in comparison, only 630 feet.
Yeah, but you're looking at this kind of skinny thing sticking out of the earth. It appears, I don't know what you would call it, overwhelming, whereas you're looking at, you know, the earth, and in this mountainous rainforest terrain, you know, everything's green, but yeah, you have these little, you know, mountainous areas that come up and valleys in between. I mean, you just don't.
I don't know if I can do it.
Think about it that way.
I just don't know that I could.
You got to try everything once, Greg.
I'm not saying zip lining is bad. It just too high and me seeing horizon is bad.
What was much more frightening than both zip lining and jumping out of an airplane was, no question about it, bungee jumping.
Oh, see, that's a free fall.
Yeah, did it in Orlando in what we called the Twin Towers. There were two hotel buildings side by side, right off of I-4 near Kirkman. People have driven by it many times. But they set up a crane in between the two hotels, and you're supposed to voluntarily, like, step off the platform. And I didn't really want to. And I'm doing a live broadcast. I literally have a cordless mic in my hand.
No.
And, you know, there's expectation. What are you going to do, yell and scream? Not me, because I truly was scared. So I was, like, dead silent. And I'm like, just when it's about to hit the ground, you know, it starts to spring up, you know? And there's that just this feeling of relief. But it quickly dissipates because you realize I'm springing up, back up pretty far, and I'm going to do this all over again.
Oh, no.
And that wasn't my thing, I can tell you that.
Mm-mm.
The bungee thing just wasn't my thing. Yeah.
Wow. No, I just can't do it. Seriously, like when you're watching a movie, and you know when they do the camera shot from a plane pointed down, and it's forest, and then there's the drop-off?
Yeah.
If I'm, like, sitting in bed watching that on TV,
You try to back up to your headboard.
I don't even. Not even that, although I probably would. At that drop point, I feel the blood rush.
Your stomach.
My legs. I get a physiological reaction, seriously, of my body thinking suddenly I'm seeing that for real, and it knows that it doesn't like it.
Wow.
It's a weird feeling. It's a legitimate physiological thing.
If it's a movie scenario, like if they go over there, like they're at the top of the building and then they kind of pan down, they look down.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I get a little weird feeling for just a second or two, but
it's quick, but it's like the fact that my brain really reacts to it is a strange feeling, and it's just a reminder of why I don't like the real thing, so I will avoid that.
Okay. That's why you live in a single-story house?
Yes, I do now. Yes. I've been up on the second story of my previous house putting up Christmas lights before and going,
double-decker bus?
Yeah.
Have you done that? Didn't you take a tour of Chicago? I mean, you lived in St. Louis. Give me a break.
Yeah, but I didn't do it on a double-decker. That'd be kind of interesting.
I saw the movie once. I've never been to Chicago.
I'd say if you do go to Chicago, the boat tours are worth the trip.
I'd like to go on St. Patrick's Day when they turn all those waterways green.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, it's your turn. We need some upbeat, positive thoughts that you want to share with us. Count your blessings kind of a thing? Yes. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. It's coming up next. Call in now on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for Things That Make You Smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. 877-975-9825, and it's all brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So 877-975-9825, and good morning, Pam. What's making you smile? Oh, we lost her. All right. Well, let me go to... Jason, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning. I live on Lake Kern Salt Springs, and they're bombing down at the Pine Castle Ranch. And I'm listening to y'all on the radio every day. And when they're bombing down here, I get the pilot's radio bleeding over y'all every now and again, and that makes me smile.
Right on, yeah. And shout out to the pilots who are always listening to the sky as they're dropping bombs out of the sky.
How ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it makes them better and sharper.
Yeah, I got a little one for you. You know that we have some little foxes that live around the radio station, and a lot of times when I get here about 4 o'clock, I see them out playing, running around, kind of chasing each other because there's nobody in the parking lot. I was surprised this morning when I came in. I saw 3 of them together, and I've always said they're a little part dog and a little part cat. They were all sitting or laying on top of our station van this morning.
Wow.
Like, on the roof. Is that kind of crazy?
You know what brought them all out?
What's that?
One time I was jamming in here, and I opened the front door, and they all came around because I was playing Jimi Hendrix, Foxy Lady. Woo! you know what makes me smile? I'm going to hang out with my son, Robbie. We're going to meet, do a little dinner thing, and then he's got to head back to Tampa Bay and catch a flight, and he goes back to medical school. So it definitely makes me smile that I get to spend at least a little bit of time with my son, and he is such a good guy. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, that sounds fun. That's a nice way to do it. Spend some time.
All right. Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Anna sponsors Things That Make You Smile. But don't go away. We're not done yet. Coming up, it is The Smoking Gun. And that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Germany has summoned the Chinese ambassador for a dressing down after stating that a Chinese warship, unprovoked and without warning, fired a laser weapon at an aircraft on a European Union military mission. The militaries of several developed nations are developing and deploying experimental laser weapons, a non-kinetic and potentially cost-effective anti-air capability for blinding military aircraft and shooting down drones and missiles. Now, Germany alleges China used such a device in anger against one of its aircraft over the Red Sea. Huh. You know, I don't think it'll be long before we'll have a pretty good answer to those lasers, and you'll find out it'll be the smoking gun. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.